Hi, Mary.
Hi, how are you this morning?
Thank you so much for coming on the program. I understand you had a bad experience on the radio yesterday, and we don't want that to happen today.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
What happened?
They're a very, opinionated group.
Oh, what'd they do?
Oh, there was a lot of name calling and et cetera, and I don't want to get into that. That's not our cause. Those are people we don't understand them, and we don't want to be around them.
Amen. So, what is your cause here? Speak your piece, because all I am familiar with is what I read in the Post-Dispatch this morning.
We are a group that we are trying to keep Hooters out of Florissant. As you know, they came into our city years ago, and they did take it to court, and they were given the right-of-way. And it seems really odd that everywhere these people go, they have to push their way in, they have to go to court. They're just not a business that a decent city wants them into. One of the things that we're fighting against is they want us to, well, when I say they, it's kind of an under-the-table thing, but this is kind of what it's saying, is they do not want to comply to our masonry codes. We are a 100% brick, and that's what we ask for. They are wanting something totally prefab, and that is not what we're asking for.
So what they like to use siding?
Oh, it's kind of a...
slate?
Yeah, it's a... I'm not sure exactly what they call it, but it is not brick. And it is a... just kind of a... made in a prefab factory and then put up...
Cardboard.
It looks like brick, but it is not.
So if McDonald's wanted to put up their place in the prefab building style, that would be a problem.
That would not go because
right.
We would not accept it.
Right, okay.
And so therefore, but, you know, they're pushing our planning and zoning codes to try to accept them, you know, that we are not going to cater to them just because they went to court. You know, it's not just a matter of what Hooters stands for.
What do they stand for?
Have you ever looked at their magazine and or their website?
I understand.
Well, thank you very much.
I understand some people like that type of stuff. I wasn't raised that way.
It is really soft porn.
Mary, I would say it's hard porn.
Thank you very much. I would say it's also hard porn.
Amen.
It is, you know, and it's something that they're going, it backs to our Cross Keys middle school, and also Wedgwood Elementary School is also on the same connecting lot.
Well, it could lead to some job opportunities. You know, the kids could,
there
like,
could be,
you know,
but
bus
let me
tables
say
or
that,
something.
You know,
sure.
I'm sure that that there are many jobs throughout the city that would be just as well, and we wouldn't have to go to court to keep people out that we don't really want in. When you have to go to court to keep people out of your city, that says a great deal. You know, and per the Webster's Dictionary, it defines, their slogan is delightfully tacky yet unrefined. Per the Webster Dictionary, tacky is shabby, seedy, also lack of style, lack of taste, cheap, showiness. Is that what we want for our kids and to portray in our city? Just to say that, you know, we can't deny a business coming into our city.
No, I think you're right. The next thing you're going to have, if you allow this in my opinion, I know Martin comes from a different school of thought, but he wasn't raised right. No disrespect, Martin.
No, none taken.
But I think you could have a situation where you could have whores on the street.
Pardon me?
I think you could have whores on the street.
Well, you know, who knows?
Amen.
But,
talking
you know,
with
the thing this of it is, you know, we were also talking about, you know, is because they are a business within our city, are we going to see them in our Valley of the Flower parades, which we have an enormous amount of small children.
Get some free wings, though.
If I want wings, I'll go to St. Louis Wings.
Thank
or I'll
you.
Go to Culpeppers.
I'm Culpeppers, not Peckers.
That's,
Martin, I'm
that's offensive.
Martin again wasn't.
I fought
properly.
Against Culpeppers moving in my neighborhood. But Mary Hagan's with us. She is with the Citizens Against Hooters in Florissant. Mary, now how did this form? How did the group get together?
Yeah, and how many people are in this thing?
Well, we started with one person who spoke before the council, and then that picked up from there, and now we've got quite a few people involved in this. And we are just, you know, we certainly don't have the money power that their lawyers have. We're not even in the same ballpark. And all we can rely on is the media, mm-hmm. the newspapers, et cetera, to
sports radio.
Get this out, sports radio, to get this out, to be able to make our citizens aware that this is something we do not need nor want in our city.
Amen.
It is not something that we want to ride up and down Lindbergh Boulevard, right in the heart of Florissant. And they want to put some, and I understand that, I'm not quite sure of this yet, but they want to have some type of a garage door frontage that opens up. I'm not totally sure of that.
They want a garage door?
Well, some type of frontage that opens up, I guess, out to a patio or something like this.
I would say it's possibly to a brothel. And I don't want to be out of line, but I think that's something you have to at least consider.
It's what?
A brothel?
Could be.
Yep.
I don't know that, but I haven't got a hold of those plans mm-hmm. as yet. We also have, they also have bikini contests.
No.
Yes, they do. And it is, you know, it's just not a fit for our city. I told them, I said, you know, go over to Sauget, Illinois. You know, they have all those things over there.
What's in Sauget, Illinois?
There you go.
They have a lot of strip joints and whatever. I don't know. I've never been to Sauget.
Oh,
I don't know.
Mary, what would happen if White Castles had a bikini contest?
Trust me, White Castles wouldn't have one.
They would not do that. They're good members of the community. Martin, and again, Martin showing his class here on the show.
I know.
Just checking.
Yeah, thank you.
Just checking.
We'll pray for you, okay?
I know I will be.
Thoughts?
Mary Hagan is with us. She's the spokesman for the Citizens Against Hooters in Florissant. Mary, you sound like a young lady. Do you have any children?
I have two children.
You have two children?
Ages?
Oh, they're grown. They have any children?
Yes, they do.
Oh, okay. So you're a grandmother.
Yes, I am.
Do the kids live in Florissant?
They have grown up here. They have moved since, but they all grew up here in Florissant.
I see. Okay. So what are your kids' take on this whole situation? They don't want their kids seeing the Hooters in what I believe could possibly be some kind of whorehouse.
Well, so if you call it soft porn, you know.
I call it hard.
Whatever. But, you know... I'm not saying that my children haven't gone. You know, I don't know that, and I've never seen them there. I don't know that. I know they don't live in the Florissant area any longer. But you know, our other children do, and you know, this is something that you will see right in the heart of Florissant. It's right across from Cross Keys,
the
new
elementary school
shopping mall that we're so proud of.
Amen.
And this is. Right next, I mean, the property lines touch Cross Keys Middle School and the Wedgewood. And it is, it just does not send the kind of message to our kids that we want to send.
No. And I think it's important for people to step in and tell people what they can see.
And when it comes to our masonry codes and some of the other things that they want that our city does not promote.
Amen. Amen. Mary, we appreciate your time. Thank you so much for coming on the program. How can our listeners make sure that they show up at the city council meeting and support you guys?
All right. We have a city council meeting coming up Monday night.
Okay.
This coming Monday night at 8 o'clock in the city hall. And then the 19th, there is also a planning and zoning meeting. And we're trying to keep the, as I said, the masonry codes the same so we don't have this problem.
Yes.
And it's not just the masonry codes. This is a total ethics. You know,
well, you got Burger King selling that Whopper.
That's something I wanted to ask about. I mean, you have the Burger King, you know, I mean, I don't know how far we go with this, but I think you're on the right path. Burger King sells the Whopper, I think. You know, my wife's Italian. I think that that's offensive.
I don't think that's... I think you got a little bit of the wrong information. You're doing apples and oranges, and it's not hardly the same.
I don't know. I don't know about that.
Anyway. Apples got to go. All right. Well, Mary, we have to run, but we appreciate your time.
Thank you for your time, Mary.
I thank you guys, and this has been a nice interview, and I really appreciate you.
Okay. Let's go Cardinals. Let's get ourselves a World Series.
I approve of that.
Amen.
Okay.